This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Dude, the picks this week are going to be just really difficult for my brain. Every single one of them is tough. This might be the more difficult. Wyoming at Fresno State tomorrow night, 8:30 on FS1. Joining me now to help me make some sense of it is Ethan Bird. Talking Wyoming Cowboys, KGWN-TV. Ethan, my man, this one has me perplexed, my friend.
You can't start it out with picks, Brady. Not it's too soon for that. We got to wait till the end of the call.
You got to set the stage, right? Well, let's go back then. Go back to, you know, 2 weeks ago going up against San Diego State. That game kind of just tells the story of who Wyoming is. Like, they're in the game for the most part. Their defense is really good. If you could just get a couple of possessions to move the ball down the field, maybe it's a different story. But unfortunately, you lose 24-7. That's how it felt against Utah. That's how it felt against the Buffs. All these games, even though they're tough, some of these are tough opponents like Utah. Wyoming shows that they belong on the field. It's just kind of a slow death by the time we get to the end of the game.
Oh yeah, it's death by a thousand cuts, right? Or death by a thousand cuts until the interception slit your throat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many chances for Wyoming to be in that game, but then, I mean, I feel so bad for this defense. They do everything they can, and they are close to being called an elite defense, but their offense just can't give them any of the support or any of the breaks that they need. They just keep them on the field for Lord knows how long.
Yeah, that's the part. And, you kept wondering, is something going to change? Is there going to be a time when this offense starts to click? And now here we sit, you know, with just a few games left, and we're still having the same conversation about this team.
Well, yeah, I mean, the conversation would be really different if Landon Sims hadn't unfortunately torn his ACL again in that game. Mm. I mean, you start to ask the question, who really gives the Pokes a better chance to win, Landon or Caden? Because Caden, you know, earlier in the year where I was giving him some grace being a young starting quarterback, right? But he keeps making those young starting quarterback mistakes. Coach Savell said, you know, the young guys need to start playing like they're a year older now. Like, Caden needs to start playing like a junior. A lot of junior quarterbacks don't throw three interceptions in a game, especially with some of the throws that he made. He's got to start really making better decisions, and it really seems like he's forcing it.
So do you think had that injury not happened, we would have been talking about Landon Sims starting quarterback for the Cowboys the rest of the way?
Well, it really looked like he was going to be a pretty prominent part of that game plan against San Diego State. And then, I mean, that poor kid.
You know, yeah.
It's really sad. You know, Savell said you've got to tear that kid off of the field. So, I mean, hopefully we see him back in a uniform again, but three ACLs is really concerning. I think we would be having that conversation because Landon, he can run. And Caden, I'm sure it's, you know, he's got those big braces on his legs. He's torn his ACL before. He's not moving like you really need a quarterback to move in a spread offense.
What is it about Caden Anderson? Because there's times where, you know, you get that glimpse. You're like, okay, that's the guy. And then for whatever reason, just something clicks. And sometimes he's not even really pressured. He just makes an overthrow, bad read or whatever, and then they're off the field. That was obviously really bad against San Diego State with the three picks. Mm-hmm. But it feels – why am I still kind of like in on him fixing this and turning this around?
Well, because it's a fixable thing, right? It's you throw the darn ball away. You don't force it. It's that type of mistake, and we've seen him make some really special throws and make some really special plays. See, I mean, I think Caden could be a really good quarterback. I'm not completely out on Caden Anderson either, but, you know, it's a results-based business. So just like being a coach is a results-based business. If you can't start producing, then you have to start asking these questions. And Caden, I think he's shown at any moment he could start producing, but he needs to do that consistently and play smarter football to really be, you know, that solid QB1.
Ethan Bird joining us, KGWN-TV. This is now for the Cowboys, you know, obviously if they win two out of their next three games, they'll become bowl eligible. This game is big. I mean, Nevada, I expect them to beat Nevada. But then you go to Hawaii to finish the season, and not only is going to Hawaii always kind of difficult, regardless of the year Hawaii's having, but Hawaii is a really good football team this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what Timmy Chang has done out there is really special. You know, it's kind of interesting, the dichotomy between Timmy Chang and Jay Norvell there. I digress. I need to actually get to the question you asked me. But, yeah, I mean, Fresno, this is – after Nevada, I think that Fresno is a much more winnable game than Hawaii. And I say this all the time. We do our Mountain West Pick'em in our Friday night football shows. You never bet against Hawaii on the island. You know, weird things happen there. Now that they've got a good football team, that game just looks less and less winnable. Whereas Fresno State, I think, looks like a much more winnable game, especially when you remember what CSU did to them. CSU of all teams did to them. It's kind of crazy. But then they go and beat Boise. I mean, it's a week-by-week league right now, and I think the Wyoming defense really gives them a good chance to beat Fresno.
Yeah, Fresno State might be the most perplexing team in the conference, beating Boise that way, 30-7, but then getting shut out by San Diego State. And then they tried to give Jay Norvell his job. You know, that win kept Jay week. They tried, but I don't know what to expect. And they beat Hawaii earlier in the year, too. So I don't know, man.
Well, they beat Nevada by 3 points.
Right.
We've seen that it's a really weird Mountain West right now. And that's why I think people are so frustrated with Wyoming. Is like, it's wide open. This is the year that you could have really done something special in the Mountain West, and there you have those games where a couple of mistakes are the reason why you're not in a title game conversation. And Fresno, I mean, we'll see which teams show up tomorrow, right? But I think if Wyoming, if that defensive front can make them one-dimensional and take away the run game, Fresno State can't throw the ball worth anything. So I think that if you do that, the Pokes are looking good.
Yeah, I imagine, yes, this defense is going to keep them in games. They always do. And it's just a matter of, can you finally piece that together and get some kind of offense? And do you, you know, we've talked about Javon Bonight and how maybe this is a little semi-audition for him to take that interim off and be, you know, next year's full-time offensive coordinator. That's what's got. That's what's kind of keeping my interest. A lot of the teams we cover on the show, man, I got to tell you, my interest is going away. But for Wyoming, I'm hanging on by a thread right now. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving on
We're
to basketball.
Basketball.
But I'm still kind of hanging in there with this team.
Yeah, well, I mean, because they still have a chance to be bowl eligible, right? You know, things have to go right. Things have to go very right. But I think the storyline with Javon is really cool. I'd like to see him be a little bit more creative. He's proven to be more creative than Jay Johnson. I mean, that wasn't very hard to do. But I'd like to see him be a little bit more creative this week and find a way to get the ball in the hands, especially like John Michael Gillenborg. The fact that he has the little amount of targets that he's had since he's come back healthy, I think is really that's such a loss of production. It reminds me of, you know, Trey McBride never scoring touchdowns with CSU. We're getting that right now with Jay Mike. I mean, obviously he hasn't been super healthy, but I think in order to be successful in the red zone and on short down situations where Wyoming has struggled, you've got to get Jay Mike going.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we've talked so highly of that guy. I would love to just see these last few games him just take off and just get after it, man. I would love to see that. I know Cowboys fans would love to see that.
I know he would love to see that. The dude's a competitor, and he's a great football player and a great dude. So it has to happen. I mean, he's got, what, three games left in his career. He's got to do something if he wants to even have anybody look at him on that professional level.
Yeah, what do you make too of on the Fresno State side of things? That quarterback position, obviously EJ Warner was benched, and there was a lot of talk about him being, you know, just awesome, and we've seen it. But then against like CSU, he was really bad, and then we've seen Carson Conklin too. So I mean, I'm guessing no changes. We'll see. Look what they did against Boise State. I'm guessing we'll see Conklin for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who's back there, this Wyoming secondary is going to give them fits. This is the best secondary that they've had in a minute, and you've got a bunch of young guys back there getting it done, which is really exciting. Dainsus Miller is great. Andrew Johnson is leading the safeties very well, as he should. You know, he's a four-year or five-year guy. I'm not too worried about I don't think Wyoming should be too worried about the pass game. It's the run game that they really need to focus on.
Yeah. Well, so how do you see this one going down, man? I mean, what is it? Wyoming a 3.5-point dog? Is that what I saw?
Yep. There's still a 3.5-point dog. It's week by week, man.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm leaning towards the under, if I can give you anything.
Hey, that's something. I don't know. This is the most confusing one, not necessarily because of Wyoming, but mainly because of everything we talked about with Fresno State.
Yeah, no, the under is what I would lean closest towards. I'm not going to give you a spread pick on this one. You're going to have to risk that on your own.
All right, we'll come up with it later today. We'll see.
For entertainment purposes.
Of course, man. Ethan, what are you cooking up, man, that folks that follow you on X and follow what you guys are doing up there, what do you got, you know, as far as stories and things you're working on as we gear up for this game, late game tomorrow night on FS1?
Well, actually, I'm calling you from Laramie right now. We're sitting in the parking lot of Warren Memorial Stadium. It's state football weekend
nice.
Right now. We've got two state football games today and three tomorrow. So if anybody is interested in those Wyoming state football games, go ahead and check out WyomingNewsNow.tv, KGWN-TV. We've got all the coverage of every game.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. Always appreciate your insight on this one. And we'll see. I'm rooting for the Cowboys this weekend, so let's go get it done.
I appreciate you, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV, Wyoming and Fresno State. Yeah, the over-under in this one is 39.5, so he's liking the under in that one. Where am I going? I don't know. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. It's Friday. We'll do that at the end of the show today. 18 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Avalanche games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.